That night, I stood at the entrance of my tent for a while, hoping my friends would come out to talk, but no one did. Alhaji stepped out and looked in my direction for a few minutes, but he then turned and just stared at the ground. I was about to walk toward him when he re-entered his tent. I inhaled the cool night breeze, which brought with it the scent of marijuana. I sighed, went back into my tent, and sat on the top all night, unable to sleep. I just sat with my head in my hands, thoughtless. It was the first night that I was awake alone without having a migraine. As I began to ponder why this was the case, a cock started crowing. Though it was still dark outside, the confused cock crowed throughout the night until morning finally arrived. My two tent companions, Sheku and Josiah, the two youngest boys, were still sleeping when the bell rang at 6 a.m. for us to rise for training. "Come on, let's go," I tried to wake them up with a gentle shake. They just rolled over their sides and continued sleeping. I had to drag them off the mat by their legs and slap them until they woke up. The soldiers were already going from tent to tent, dragging out those who were still asleep and splashing buckets of water on them. We met at the training ground, and new crepes were distributed, along with army shorts and t-shirts that were of all colors. Some people got Adidas and others Nikes. I got a black Reebok pump and was happier about my new crepe than anything else that was going on. I took off my old pants, which contained the rap cassettes. As I was putting on my new army shorts, a soldier took my old pants and threw them into a blazing fire that had been set to burn our old belongings. I ran toward the fire, but the cassettes had already started to melt. Tears formed in my eyes, and my lips shook as I turned away. After we had put on the new attire, we formed a horizontal line with legs apart and hands straight down at our sides. As we stood waiting, some of the soldiers returned from the front line and reloaded their guns and side packs with ammunition. Some had blood on their uniforms and faces, which they didn't seem to notice or simply ignored. They quickly ate breakfast and were on their way back to where they didn't look as if they wanted to return. Each soldier stood against the wall, took several deep breaths with his eyes closed, and gripped his gun tightly before beginning to run back toward the clearing. Sheku and Josiah stood next to me as if sharing a tent with them meant that I had become their big brother. They watched me during the exercise and followed what I did instead of the soldier who had introduced himself as Corporal Gaddafi. He was a young fellow, younger than the lieutenant and the staff sergeant, but was bald and his countenance made him look much older. He had an intense face that looked, even smiling, as if he were chewing something sour. First, we ran around the building for a few minutes and then we began to learn how to crawl in the bushes nearby. Corporal Gaddafi would hold his fist up, and when he brought it down, we fell into the bushes and crawled quickly without producing much sound until we reached a designated tree. Then we immediately got up and crouched to take cover behind other trees. Afterward, we would run back to the training ground. The corporal didn't say much during the initial stage of training. All he said was, "Not bad, terrible, and faster." He mostly used hand gestures, which he said was the only thing that would be used once we were out there. He would point to the clearing where words could cost you a bullet in the head. He would then smile dryly and widen his eyes for us to laugh with him. After we had done the running, crawling, and crouching many times, we were allowed to have some bread and custard. The corporal gave us 1 minute to get the food and eat it. Whatever we hadn't eaten was taken away at the end of 60 seconds. None of us was able to finish eating on the first day, but within a week, we could eat any food in a minute. It was the only part of the training that we mastered. After the late breakfast, we lined up facing the corporal, who handed us AK-47s. When it was my turn, he looked at me intensely as if he was trying to tell me that he was giving me something worth cherishing. He poked my chest with his finger and walked around me. When he came back to the front, he stared at me some more, his red eyes and dark face twitching. He bared his teeth, as if he were preparing to attack, and my legs began to shake when he started to smile.